The Great Salt Lake in Utah is often compared to a lake in Central Asia, the Aral Sea. Back in the 80s, the Aral Sea dried up so much it caused toxic dust storms, and that's a problem Utah is also facing. But the Aral Sea offers a potential solution for how to save a shrinking lake. Reporter Levi Bridges visited Kazakhstan for KUER and the Great Salt Lake Collaborative. He has this report for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The Aral Sea was once the world's fourth largest lake. But starting in the 1960s, when Kazakhstan was part of the Soviet Union, authorities diverted the lake's main tributaries for agriculture. They used so much water, it's estimated the lake shrunk to about a tenth of its size. The harbor in the former Kazakh port town of Aral is now a beige desert with spindly bushes. Camels often roam here. Standing on the old waterfront, Akshabak Batimova shows me abandoned buildings that used to be fish processing plants. She grew up here and has been a director of one of these facilities. The Aral Sea was a freshwater lake, but as the water disappeared, it became saline. Fish could no longer survive. Sitting in a nearby cafe, Batimova tells me the fishing industry went bust in the 90s.
There was no work at all. People just sat at home or moved elsewhere. Nobody painted their houses. I struggled just to clothe my kids or pay the electric bill. Those were difficult times.
A little over a decade later, the Kazakh government launched an ambitious plan to save the lake. Driving out through the desert, I arrive at a dam Kazakhstan built that slices the lake in two.
It's much smaller than I thought.
This dam cuts across a narrow section of the lake, and it allows a huge tributary to fill a much smaller part of the lake's basin where most Kazakhs live. On the dam's northern side, water laps against the concrete. The other side of the lake is almost bone dry. Because of the dam, the lake's northern side rose high enough the water turned fresh again, and the fish even returned. Akshabak Batimova says the dam saved communities here.
Fishermen went back to work and they became millionaires. Many built new houses and bought cars. Fishermen here used to ride camels, but now they drive jeeps.
In Utah, scientists and resource managers are trying something similar as the Great Salt Lake struggles with record low levels. Bonnie Baxter is director of the Great Salt Lake Institute and a member of the state's Great Salt Lake Salinity Advisory Committee.
If we can't get more water to the lake, sacrificing part of the lake is one of the proposals on the table.
It's a relatively easy solution for Utah because there's a railroad causeway that already divides the lake. It cuts off the northwest corner where there's no water coming in. In 2022, Great Salt Lake became so salty, scientists worried the entire ecosystem could collapse. So they filled a breach in the causeway, which made it easier to manage the lake's southern section. That helped save brine flies and brine shrimp and the entire food web for migrating birds.
It's kind of nice that we have this management tool that's frankly very inexpensive. I mean, it's a backhoe and some rocks to seal off this hole in the causeway. It's super cheap engineering.
But Baxter says even with a barrier, you need a long-term strategy to make sure enough water reaches the lake each year that isn't diverted by agriculture and development. Kazakhstan does not have a clear strategy. The Aral Sea's tributaries flow through six different countries that rely on the water. This year, Kazakhstan received so little from upstream that fish are having trouble spawning, so the population is dying off. A success story is turning into a new disaster.
We actually can use the Aral Sea as an example of where we don't want to go. They cut off part of the lake, but did it without the kind of coordination we have in the state of Utah.
In Kazakhstan, that lack of coordination between international stakeholders plays out on a long, sandy beach. Fishermen here have to push their boats through the muck about a quarter mile before it's deep enough to fire up the engine. Local fisherman Darhan Yembirginov says lots of people are giving up on fishing and moving elsewhere.
I don't want to move anywhere. This is where I was born. And where am I supposed to go anyway?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City? There's no water there either.
For KUER and the Great Salt Lake Collaborative, I'm Levi Bridges in Aral, Kazakhstan.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.